Close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath. Try to watch this spot where the body and the mind meet at the breath. Make sure the breath is comfortable. You can try long breathing for a while. And if long breathing feels good, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can change. Make it shorter, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. Experiment to see what kind of breathing feels good right now. You want to get to know this area really well, right here in the present moment. And you think we would know it very well, but our attention usually goes off someplace else, either what other people are doing, or what people have done, or what we've done in the past, or what we plan to do in the future. We don't really watch what we're doing right now. You think we would know that the best. But it's a big empty space, big blank space, like those old maps where they had details of the coast, but then in the middle of the continents, there's this big white spot. We're trying to fill in the details of what's going on here. Because as the Buddha said, it's what we're doing right here, right now, that's making us suffer. We're putting unnecessary stress on the mind. And we make unnecessary stress for ourselves. It's a lot easier to make things difficult for other people, too. So you're not the only one who benefits from your looking here right now, getting to know right here right now. As the Buddha said, there are three kinds of fabrication: the way you breathe, the way you talk to yourself, and then the perceptions and feelings you hold in mind. The perceptions are the labels you put on things and give them meaning, identify what they are, what they mean, how important they are. And the feelings, feeling tones of pleasure, pain, neither pleasure nor pain. Those are things you can choose to focus on. Yet all too often we just go by our old habits. And as the Buddha points out again and again, our old habits are causing suffering. So get to know this spot right here where things are happening. Once you've got this spot under control, by the way you breathe, by the way you talk to yourself, by the perceptions you hold in mind, the feelings you hold in mind, you can find you can do a better job of shaping your experience right now. Because it is possible to be in any situation and not suffer. As the Buddha said, the awakened ones, the arhats, don't suffer from anything. They've learned the skill of how not to create suffering for themselves. And they're passing it on to us. They can't do the work for us, because after all, your lack of skill is something that no one else can change. They can point out to you where you're doing things wrong. But you have to do it right yourself. And that, a lot of that's going to depend not just on doing what you're told, but also being more observant of exactly where your thoughts are going, how you're breathing, what perceptions you're holding in mind. So try to get to know this spot really well. Take time every day to settle down right here. This is where the action is. The internet tells us everything else out there is what is more important. But that's just them. What you're doing right here, right now, is going to make a difference when aging comes, when illness comes, when death comes, when anything unpleasant comes in life. You can learn the skills for turning those things into at least lack of suffering. And you can create a sense of well-being in the mind that's impervious to other things outside, that you can maintain no matter what's happening. Because we step into the new year, we step into the world. All kinds of things can happen out there. So you have to be prepared. This is where you do the preparation. As the Buddha said, his duty as a teacher was to provide you with protection in all directions. That doesn't mean he's going to put up a shield or fight off your enemies. What it does mean is that wherever you go, you're going to have the skills you need that he's taught you that can protect you from suffering. That's the best protection there is. So take advantage of the fact that he's offering it to you and try to master the skills that are required, being ardent, alert, mindful, really clear on what you're doing, what the results of what you're doing are. That way you take his skill and you make it yours.